Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690 on a Friday. We have 25 now here in Coffeyville. We're warming up just a little bit. And we have a very special guest with us. We have our very own Tina Romine talking about an upcoming event that everyone should be aware of. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing great. Our cooking show is the OK Cooking School, and we've been doing this for years now, and we want to, last year I think was our first year that we included everything in Coffeyville, and we are super excited to have you with us again this year, and we're making a cookbook. We have a live demonstration show. And we have a chef, Jamie Dunn, and she comes in and she teaches us how to make recipes that can wow your friends and your family, and anything from appetizers to entrees and desserts. And we have all kinds of fun things and tips and tricks and all kinds of things in between. And we have a VIP experience where you can go backstage with another chef, and they teach you a recipe of theirs, and there's only you and 49 other people, so it caps out at 50. It's a small little setting, and you can have a conversation with the chef, you can ask questions, and then you get to taste their food. So that's super exciting. Everybody likes to taste new things and try out different recipes and things. But when you come in, each our tickets go on sale on March 1st. Okay. And when you come in, everybody who has a ticket gets a goodie bag. And that goodie bag is super special because we have coupons and vouchers and all kinds of fun trinkets and stuff. And the radio station will give away a gift as well. In the past, we've had knives and spatulas and cake knives and spoons and rubber scrapers and all kinds of things in this bag. So you want to make sure that you get your ticket.
That's where that spatula came from in the break room.
Yes. Yes. So it's super fun, and it's always, you know, I have a couple of them. One year we had an ice scoop. I use my ice scoop all the time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So there's always a fun little trinkets, and other vendors throughout town will give us stuff to put in that bag as well. But
no, that's great. And of course, you know, this is a long ways out, but this is a good kind of preview. People start thinking about when those tickets go on sale. You want to be kind of ready when we hit March. But right now, there's an opportunity to be able to send in recipes. Is that right?
Yes. We have the cookbook that we do every year, and we do it with local recipes. And so if you want to send in a recipe, you can send it to Tina at kggfradio.com, and that'll go to me, or you can go to our website, and there's some submit instructions there across the top of the scrolling bar. There's a cooking show that you can click on, and it'll take you there. And you can submit your recipe that way as well. You can drop it by the station if you want to. You can take a picture of it and email it to me. It doesn't have to be typed up. It doesn't have to be anything super formal. Just send it over to me and a way to contact you, because one lucky recipe submitter will win a Branson prize package. And that includes hotel stay and show tickets. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so you, Branson's a fun little getaway. It's not very far. It's drivable. It's
surprising. I mean, I looked it up because I was like, I in my mind, Branson being from, you know, Wichita, I'm like, oh, that's a long ways away, but it's not. It's not at all.
No, I mean, it could even be a day trip if you got up early enough, I guess.
Oh yeah.
But it's a nice drive. So it's not that far away. It's super fun, and the hotel you do pay taxes on, but it's like $20, so it's not a big deal. But we have a good time, and that recipe book, it's fun when you sit down in your chair and you're looking through it and you see, oh, that's my name, you know, I'm part of the show. So it's a good time. And last year our recipe winner was Lyle over at the Cooperative Credit Union. So he came and he talked about his recipe. He came on stage and talked about it, and it was super great. And I tasted it because he made some for me, and it was delicious. But it was a tortilla chili. It was so good.
And it can be a recipe basically for
any recipe. It could be appetizers, entrees, desserts, got bread, side dishes. Like, it can be just about anything that you want it to be. It can be something that's been passed down generations of your family. It can be something that you created yesterday. So we'll take just about any recipe that that you want to send us. So go to our website, kggfradio.com, and find the cooking show, scroll at the top there. That's the easiest way to find it on our website. And then click that, and it'll take you straight to that click here to submit recipe link. And then send that over to me, or you can email it to me, Tina at kggfradio.com. And we'll get that in the recipe book. They are first come, first serve. So if we run out of room, then you'll be moved to next year's cookbook. So.
Okay.
And our cooking show is April 18th. It is a Tuesday evening at the Bartersville Community Center. And those tickets will go on sale on March 1st. But we'll also have tickets at the farm show.
Okay. Yeah. And speaking of the farm show, you can give us a little preview of that. When is that? And what is that? Et cetera.
Before the cooking show. That's where you can pick up your tickets. And we have faithful listeners that come and pick up their VIP tickets there every year. And I'm excited to see them again this year. Our Interstate Farm and Home Show is March 24th and 25th. And it's a little bit further in the month due to the basketball schedule than it normally is, but CCC has really good basketball, and so they go a little longer now, so which is awesome, and we're glad to have them doing a really great job. But our farm show is 24th and 25th of March, and we have approximately 90 to 100 vendors that pack the house at Nellis Hall, and it's a good time. You come and you get your bag, and you go around to everyone, and you leave with all kinds of things, and there's a lot of free things. There's a lot of cash and carry items. There's a lot of goods and services that people provide in this area, and you know, cars and tractors and...
And, you know, the kind of still colder months are a great time to have something like this, because, you know, you can go into a big place that's warm and walk around. You know, this is the time of year for all those boat and RV shows and farm shows. So
that's
just
right.
Like this is a really big one for the area.
Yes. And, you know, getting ready for spring, and I cannot wait for spring. I love the warmer weather. I love the sunshine. I am one of those people that have to have the sunshine.
Yeah.
Or I get sad.
This is not your day right now.
Well, not so much. So I'll just have to look at pictures, or so I'll have to put a screensaver on my computer.
Pictures of the beach.
Yes. I'm very much a beach person, for sure.
But well, how about we just crank the thermostat up to about 85? We'll see what we can do. At least.
Well, I mean, I might be okay with that.
I would be too.
Nice and toasty. Yeah. But yeah, we do have some things outside. Hopefully we'll have some tractors and cars.
Sure.
And stuff.
When March is not, you know, that's the end of March, so we're almost in April.
It's
we're gonna
be,
have some spring days for sure.
You know, we've had, knock on wood, but we've been blessed with super great weather every time that we have the show. I think God looks out for us on that day, and hopefully this year will be the same, and I pray that that happens. But, you know, we have a good time at both shows. We do have vendors at the cooking show as well in Community Hall downstairs in the community center. And we have, about 40-ish, 40, 50-ish. I'm not sure how many fit in there. But we usually pack the house pretty good down there. And then this year we are having that cake show again. So if you're a cake decorator, definitely jump on that. And there's lots of cash and prizes to be won during that event as well. So if you go to our website, it'll take you to that cooking school, and everything will be on that website that you can find out on there. And then if you have any questions, definitely give us a call here at the station, and I will be happy to answer any of your questions. So come out and have a good time with us, whether it be at the Interstate Farm and Home Show on March 24th and 25th here in Coffeyville at Nellis Hall, or if it be at the cooking show in April 18th at Bartersville Community Center.
So. All right. Well, Tina, one more time, if people want to get their recipes submitted, how can they do that? And also, when's the deadline to get all your recipes in?
If you could send it to Tina, T-I-N-A, at kggfradio.com. You can swing it by the station if you want. You can go to our website and click on the Cookin' School link at the top, and it will have a link to another website that says click here to submit a recipe. You click that link, and then you fill out the form, and it will come directly to me. And the deadline is February 14th.
Okay.
Valentine's so if you get it in Day. Before Valentine's Day.
That's great.
Yes.
And one lucky person will get to go to Branson just because he sent in a recipe.
That's right. And why not? It's free. It's a good time. Submit a recipe and you can be in the drawing.
There you go. All right. Well, Tina, appreciate you coming on and look forward to chatting again soon because we'll be talking about this a couple more times before the event. So we'll give those people those reminders.
Absolutely. So, Get them in, folks.
Okie dokie. Well, Tina, always a pleasure, and I will see you around the office. All righty. And we will be back here. We do have Keith Beaumont of Sun Group be calling in at 9:10. We'll have our update from the fine folks at Sun Group. That's on the way here on the Mighty 690.